This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN Local News for Monday, October 13th. A coastal storm dumped from 6 to 9 inches of rain across Columbus County over the weekend. It was major flooding in Chabron, as well as Wyvill and other areas. Multiple downtown streets in Wyvill are still closed, but most have reopened since Soul Swamp began falling. However, Madison and Franklin streets are not open yet. They're expected to reopen by Monday evening, according to Hal Lauder with the city. Lee Street, however, will remain at least partially closed through this evening. Two rescue vehicles were wrecked and a third was damaged as heavy rains brought flash flooding to much of Columbus on Sunday. A Tabor City rescue vehicle overturned on NC 130 en route to a call. When a late Waccamaw rescue QRV responded, that vehicle also wrecked. A Whiteville rescue heavy truck was also caught in the floodwaters at GoGas on Madison Street. Now, officials are urging motorists to avoid flooded roadways and do not drive around barricades. High-clearance vehicles from the sheriff's office have made more than a dozen water rescues Sunday night into Monday. One of those included a woman who was trapped for several hours in her vehicle after she drove around a barricade. Now, the heavy rain closed the county fair on Saturday and caused a delayed opening for Sunday, but crowds are still estimated to have topped recent record-setting years. The state fire marshal's office brought 1,000 smoke detectors to Chabron Friday for distribution to county fire departments. There were no detectors in a home that burned in August that killed four young sisters. The rain did not deter dozens of participants in Saturday's Kevin Connor Memorial Run in Wyvill. The trooper was killed in October 2018 during a traffic stop. The annual run benefits scholarships for Bladen and Columbus County students who are going to school for law enforcement. Deputies and prison officials are investigating after a drone was spotted flying over Columbus Correctional Tuesday morning. The drone was spotted around 7 a.m. Drones are often used to drop contraband on prison grounds, but prison officials said that there was no sign that this drone had made a delivery. Wyvill City Council on Tuesday will consider two changes to streets in the city. One that's on the agenda is a request to lower the speed limit on Madison Street from Soul Swamp to Love Mill. This is part of the roundabout project that's planned for the Franklin Lee-Madison intersection. The council is also being asked to consider eliminating street-side parking on Franklin Street from Walter to Main, just in that area near the DMV license plate agency. The board will also have an update on the plan to improve stormwater drainage by cutting a new culvert through the railroad bed on Canal Street downtown. That project has been delayed while the city made changes that were requested by R.J. Corman Railroad. The Lake Waccamaw Depot Museum will unveil its historic marker on Friday at 10 a.m. The plaque is being presented by the Reuben Brown House Preservation Society. Everyone is welcome. There will be a brief reception afterwards. World Singing Day is coming up on Saturday at Lake Waccamaw. Participants need only to show up at the depot at 11 a.m. World Singing Day is taking place in 24 nations and 42 locations in the United States. Lake Waccamaw is the only place hosting the event in North Carolina this year. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.